We should begin. We should begin. You should begin something.
Overcome in preaching, and somehow we have to endure these, and they're taking so much trouble to travel and spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, fulfilling his innermost desires, understanding his innermost desires, and trying to express those to the devotees. Gurudev was asking me the other day how I first came to Bali, how I ended up here, because I got married here. So I came here with my Guru Maharaj in 1994, and after I had arranged to get married here, he told me that I should come back here and preach. And I'm not so foolish to think that I'm a preacher, because he his instructions I tried to take in as a whole, what is given. He said that a true preacher is a Brajabasi, a resident of Vrindavan, somebody who has Krishna in his heart, and therefore he can give Krishna to others. So after his departure, we had to continue his instructions to preach. So we should, I was thinking, Rajanath Prabhu just gave me some thoughts came in my mind. There's a very nice purport in the first canto with Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, is saying that we should give all assistance to preachers and assist them in their work of spreading Krishna consciousness in this material world, because it is for this reason that they have come down from the spiritual world, to inculcate Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, into the hearts of us conditioned souls. And to do that, the true preacher has to put himself in a very dangerous position, because he puts himself in the hands of so many conditioned souls who don't really understand his inner feelings, his moods, and so he may be put into so many dangerous situations. But we should try. We see in the case with Gurudev, so much misunderstanding has come up with Srila Narayan Maharaj. He has come, so much misunderstanding has arisen. Some people think that he is not in ISKCON, they say. But Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he is the founder of ISKCON, and he has given definition what is ISKCON. It is a society free from envy. It is a society, it is not the International Society for God Consciousness. It is not the Society for Allah Consciousness. It is a society for Krishna Consciousness. This was explained by our Guru Maharaj. And it's a society that is composed of pure Krishna conscious bhaktas. These devotees who have Krishna in their heart and can give Krishna to others. This is ISKCON, according to the definition of my Guru Maharaj, and according to the definition of the founder Acharyas of ISKCON. So, having understood this and trying to fulfill my Gurudev's order to preach, we've invited Gurudev to come here, recognize him to be a pure bhakta, that these divisions people are saying that this is ISKCON, this is not ISKCON. He told us that this is not
Vaishnav.
This is not Vaishnav. This is not the understanding of pure devotees. This is artificial partitions made by conditioned souls. And in the society of conditioned souls, we will not get any real benefit because we are spiritually blind. Just because somebody is carrying a danda or somebody has some big position in terms of friendship, society, and love, this cannot help us in spiritual line. So, according to what he's instructed me, I've invited a real preacher to come here. I hope the devotees in Bali here can take advantage of this. I know when Guru Maharaj was here last, he we should hear with a submissive mood. As my Guru Maharaj said, we should not try. Okay, pass it over to Gurudev. I'll let the real preacher preach.
The birthday of Srila Narottam Thakur today?
Yes.
I think that you can come. Bhagavad Bhagat and all you. Because no. Of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching. And after the generation of six Goswamis, Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya were leaders in whole Bengal. They took all the books of Sada Goswami and other and they preached all over Bengal, especially Narottam Thakur preached in Eastern India, like Assam, Manipur, and all others. You can.
Hari and Sangat. Penting dan sangat berkuasa sekali, sangat berkarunia. Karena hari ini adalah kemunculan dari Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Srila Narottam Das Thakur adalah acara yang besar sekali. Satu pilar yang sangat kuat sekali dalam garis dari Sri dan Mahaprabhu ini. Setelah kepergian dari para acarya seperti Semenana Prabhu, Narottam, dan yang lain-lainnya yang membawa buku-buku dari para serbos ke Bengal, khususnya Sri Narottam Das Thakur sudah mengajarkan ajaran dari Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seperti Bhagavatami, khusus di bagian timur dari India, di Assam dan di Manipur bagiannya.
Narottam Thakur was a prince of a king very famous in that area. He has impression of pure devotion and he wanted to develop. He went in Vrindavan and heard the glory of the Goswami, attracted there, and with Shyamananda and Srinivas, he studied all the Shastras, Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavatam, and especially Sandarbha, six Sandarbhas. And I'm so learned person in Gaudiya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all kind of Siddham.
Sanatana Das Thakur, you have hit the Varga, Pansavan. Dia mengembangkan sudah tertarik dengan Krishna Bhakti. Kemudian dia pergi ke Vrindavan, di sana bersama-sama dengan Thakur. Dia mempelajari semua sastra-sastra bhakti seperti sastra Bhagavata, dan khususnya beliau mempelajari Sat Sandarbha atau 6 jenis Sandarbha. Beliau ketika ini mempelajari semua sastra bhakti, sastra ini beliau menjadi sangat terpelajar sekali.
Though was disciple of Hityananda of Kalna, yet he joined the and he treated more than his guru. Narottam Thakur studied in the school of, and Jiva Goswami himself from Lokanath Goswami. Jiva Goswami also told Sri Nivas Acharya to take initiation session Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In those days, not so restriction like today, these days. Everyone was free to associate highest topic of Vaishnava, highest topic of Vaishnava. They used to introduce that, oh, this would be in the case of this class of Vaishnava, and you will develop your Krishna consciousness. There is no caste and caste like today's, that you don't go to any higher class of Vaishnava. This is our party, this is our party, and this is our party. At no party at all. All were family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all used to listen all. So, Jiva Goswami has so pure heart, no envy, that he told Narottam Thakur and to take permission from those two high classes of Vaishnavas. They were in their minds that we will take this initiation from Jiva Goswami. But he told that, oh, that's my senior. And you will be more benefited. We cannot tell. Our asas are so improved. So he sent them to have promise that we will not make any disciples. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Srimad. Shivananda Prabhu was disciple.
Loknath Das Goswami had not been told them without any books, because Loknath Das Goswami was so fond of Vaishnava that he warned Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and all other writers that you should not tell anything, my glory, in your books, and you should follow me. Don't write names. When they were, they told that we will not write your name. Then he gave his mercy that your book should be finished so well, and mercy should be on you. That is why these authors, very good authors, not mentioned his name, following his order, obeying him.
Jadi riwayat dan lila dari Sri Lokanath Goswami ini belum menyampaikan atau tidak disampaikan baik oleh Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami maupun dalam Caitanya Charitamrita. Karena Sri Lokanath Goswami adalah beliau adalah Vaishnava yang sangat tinggi sekali, dan beliau sendiri kepada Sanatana Goswami agar tidak menyebutkan nama beliau di dalam buku-buku beliau. Kalau beliau berjanji demikian, baru beliau memberikan karunianya sehingga para Vaishnava, para penulis yang besar ini kalah sepenuhnya dari beliau dan juga dari Sri Krishna. Karena itu, untuk memenuhi perintah beliau itu, Rupa Goswami dan para penulis Vaishnava yang lainnya tidak menguraikan riwayat hidup dari Sri Lokanath Goswami.
By the order of Jiva Goswami, very beautiful, this boy Narottam came to Loknath Goswami and took the fish dust of Loknath Goswami, who he told I'm a very wretched person. Boy, I want to take shelter in your lotus feet. Please initiate me. He flatly refused to go to anyone very, very famous, and you can take their shelter. I am never a person. I don't know how to do bhajan. I only eat, drink, and doing nothing. So you can go to others, learned persons, and so qualified persons. He requested again and again, but he became so grave that he was returned and began to think, how I'll be initiated by this Mahabhagavata.
Untuk datang kepada Sila Rukana Goswami untuk mohon di sana. Nah, pada saat Sila Rukana Goswami datang ke hadapan Sila Goswami, beliau mengatakan orang yang sangat jatuh dan sangat merosot sekali, bersama dengan penuh rasa rendah hati, mohon supaya Anda berkenan untuk menerima saya, untuk memberikan perlindungan. Suami mengatakan, saya tidak tahu apa-apa, saya tidak tahu bajan, saya tidak tahu caranya, pekerjaan saya hanya makan dan tidur saja. Karena Anda tidak patut menerima perlindungan dari saya, silakan Anda datang kepada para Waisnawa yang terpelajar dan yang tidak mempunyai kualifikasi untuk menjadi seorang guru. Jadi berkali-kali, Sri Nortam Dasakur memohon kepada Rukana Goswami, beliau dengan rendah hati mengatakan, maaf, saya tidak bisa. Karena itu kembali kepada Sri Goswami dan mengatakan, bagaimana caranya, apa yang harus saya kerjakan. Saya sudah berulang kali memohon kepada Rukana Goswami agar saya diterima menjadi beliau, tetapi beliau selalu menolak permohonan saya ini.
Narottam Thakur was very worried, and he began to think, how should I please him? So he began to parishkar karna, clean the tools of Srila Loknath Goswami every day, every night, and clear the way through which he used to go to his stool. One day, Loknath Goswami, in night at about 12, catch hold of the hand of this boy. It was quite dark. And he asked, who are you and why you are doing so? Began to weep bitterly. Only to please you. Oh, you are very pure devotee. What you want? And only initiation from you. And began to weep. And was moved at once. And he took with him and told that after taking bath in Jamuna, you should come to me. Next day, he ordered his bath and came to Loknath Das Goswami. Loknath Goswami gave him Krishna mantra, Kling Krishnaya Saha. And Kling Kam Devaya. This too, and initiated it, and told him, don't go anywhere be seated here with me in Kutir, Bhajan Kutir. He made a and told that you should be always here. You should not go to anyone. Be here and chant her name and listen to me. But one day, in the midday, a villager or a farmer came there, and he was so thirsty. Lokanath Goswami and tell, prayed, please give me some water, or you should give me rope and
bucket
that I can pull water and I can take. But he replied nothing. Whether he has saw that person or not, he was quite absorbed in bhajan, so he could not hear. Farmer went to by side hut and told, oh, Babaji, small Babaji or little Babaji, me some water. He at once came out, gave some water to that person, and thus he was satisfied, and he went and Lokanath Goswami called, come on, you don't know what is bhajan? Is himself Krishna name, there is no difference at all. Nama Chintamani Krishna Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Abhinattan Nami Namino. Krishna and his name, same thing. In some cases, name is more superior than is. So, you don't know this theory. You were serving at that time Krishna, means you are chanting and remembering Krishna and serving Krishna. But you thought that this service is junior than that to give what? That's why you gave him waters. You have no belief in Krishna that can quench his thirst. Krishna can give anything. To go at once in your home, and there you should, and after that you can come. Not now. You are not qualified now. Faith, strong faith in Krishna name. That how much strong faith has Haridas Thakur? That even he was cut it in so many pieces, but he not left chanting Krishna. You should go. He began to weep bitterly, but he was so hard like a stone, but very
soft
like, because he wanted his kalyan.
Auspiciousness.
That is why he that is.
Jadi sudah berulang-ulang memohon Lokanath Goswami tetap saja ditolak, kemudian dia datang kepada saya juga. Dia sudah lama berpikir, Narottam Das Thakur berpikir bagaimana saya dimohonkan beliau setelah Lokanath Goswami, sehingga dengan cara demikian mungkin beliau mau menerima saya. Beliau mulai melakukan pelayanan, membersihkan jalan yang akan menuju ke tempat Bhajan Kutir dari Sri Goswami. Jadi setiap hari dari pagi sampai malam terus menerus pelayanan Yamuna.
You know, you
silakan datang kepada saya. Kemudian keesokan paginya Narottam Das Thakur mandi di Sungai Yamuna dan datang kepada Shalokana Goswami dan memberikan inisiasi nama suci pada saat itu dengan memberikan mantra Klim Krishnaya Dimahi dan Klim Kamadevaya dan sebagainya. Kemudian beliau diperintahkan untuk tetap tinggal di tempat ini, jangan pergi kemana-mana. Dan kemudian beliau membuat bhajan kutir di sana dan melakukan bhajan yang sesuai dengan petunjuk dari Srila Lokanath Goswami. Dan Srila Lokanath Goswami berlari berbagai arah dan terus meratap di hadapan Lokanath Goswami memohon untuk bisa minta air, tapi beliau mantap sekali di dalam bhajan, tidak terganggu sedikit pun juga. Kemudian setelah berulang-ulang minta, kemudian tidak mendapatkan apa-apa di sana, kemudian petani ini datang mendekati Narottam Das Thakur. Beliau mengatakan, oh ya, Maharaj kecil, ya, karena beliau sangat kecil. Orang ini mengatakan, mohon, saya sedang kepanasan dan kehausan. Tolong berikanlah saya setetes air supaya saya bisa minum, supaya saya tidak mati di tempat ini. Kemudian Narottam Das Thakur mengambil airnya dan memberikan petani ini minum. Kemudian pada saat itu Srila Lokanath Goswami memanggil Narottam Das Thakur, hey Narottam, datang ke sini. Kamu tidak mempunyai keyakinan pada nama suci. Nama suci tidak berbeda Krishna sendiri, tetapi kamu tidak melakukan bhajan dengan baik, kamu tidak mempunyai keyakinan pada nama suci, karena itu layanan yang lainnya, dan menganggap kamu berpikir bahwa memberikan air kan yang kuat, mempunyai kualifikasi yang demikian ini, barulah kamu datang lagi ke tempat ini.
Narottam Thakur was not an ordinary person or devotee. He was the associate of Srimati Radhika herself, Vilas Manjari. He was playing a role only to give inspiration to devotees. He was weeping, returned to his home. But now he realized everything. He began to chant and sing in such a way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all with all his associates, began to come in his classes, where he began to sing so pathetically, tears in his eyes, her
shocked
melody, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira, Hare Hare, Hariyana babe, আর কবে নিতাই চান্দে করুণা হইবে সংসার বসানাম কবে তুচ্ছ রূপর ঘুণাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি কবে হাম বুঝবাসে যুগল প্রীতি রূপর ঘুণাথ পদে রহু মোর আস প্রার্থনা করে নরোত্তম দাস. হি বিগান ইউজ টু বিগান কীর্তন উইথ মৃদঙ্গ. হোয়াট নরোত্তম ঠাকুর ওয়াজ সিঙ্গিং, হিজ ইচ ওয়ার্ড ওয়াজ আটারিং ইন হিজ সাউন্ড অফ মৃদঙ্গ, অ্যাজ ইফ it is not mridanga. Himself Narottam Thakur is singing like that, coming so sweet. And when he began, used to begin so sweet songs, and in mode, at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Bakrishwar Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and all associates began to dance with Narottam Thakur. And when he stopped, used to stop the kirtan, at once they began to
disappear.
All audience, lakhs and lakhs person devotees, they were all used to be wonder. When he used to sing something about Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna personally used to come to hear with his all associates and began to float and began to play on flute with so delicious sounds. And thus in a very few days, few years, he preached all over East Bengal, Assam and all other
Manipur.
Parts. If you want to, you can use fan for devotees. It is perhaps in my room, any big fan. You can bring and use. Then you should come with me again. Narottam Thakur, his own village was Kheturi. He was born there and brought up. His father was there. His uncle were there. He was a very big king, his father. He manifested 7 Thakurs there.
Six.
Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Modan Mohan, Radha Bansidhari, Radha Girdhari.
Radha Ballavikant.
Ballavikant. So six. And there was a very great festival in the history of, so big in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnava. The president was elected Jannama Devi, the wife of Nityananda Prabhu, that is Anangamanjari. All accepted her like what?
Preceptor.
World attire.
Jiv Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all admitted this. She was very qualified. When Birbhadra or Birchandra, the son of Nityananda Prabhu, by Jahnama Devi,
Vasudha,
he became elder at the about 16. He wanted to be initiated, but he was seeing no qualified person as he wanted. Someone told him that, why you are not taking the shelter of Jahnama Devi and be initiated with him? Oh, says lady, I don't want lady. One day, in the very morning, he was pulling water from, she was pulling water from well, and she was quite like naked, only one
towel
was there, and whole body was, after bath, She wanted to take bath there, bath room. She wanted to take bath. And at the same time, Bir Chandra, by any avasya karja,
necessary work,
to take advice from Jahnava Devi, he at once came. Seeing this, both were ashamed. Though she was like mother and old age, she at once made her two arms more. She became four-handed. And with two hands, she began to pull water. And with two hands, he covered his chest. Bir Chandra was saying and was astonished, "Oh, what I am seeing?" And he at once fell flat on the lotus feet of Jahnava Devi and asked that, "I have done so much offences in your lotus feet. I want to, just now, I have nothing to do. I have to take initiation just now from you. You are my guru." So Jahnava Devi was so high class of Devi, the power of Nityananda Prabhu. She used to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the shape of Anang Manjari. So Jahnava, this Jahnava, very Jahnava Devi was elected supreme leader of Gaudiya Vaishnava. At that time, all big gathered there, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, and all others, about lakhs and lakhs Vaishnava. So big Mahotsav in the history of Vaishnavism. All were charmed by hearing the sweet songs of Narottam Thakur. At that time, all took darshan of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all together, as if they are here and hearing. So Narottam Thakur, at his time, he was the best devotee. And he has served Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is called associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifestation of Mahaprabhu.
Acara yang besar bagi pemimpin dari para semua Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur kemudian disuruh melihat hal yang sangat aneh pada saat itu. Beliau keheranan dan langsung sujud dan lawat di hadapan Jahnava Devi dan mengatakan, "Tapi sekarang saya melihat realitinya Jahnava Devi di oleh para Vaishnava dipilih menjadi pemimpin para Vaishnava pada saat itu."
I told you first that also Loknath Das Goswami is an associate of Krishna and he is also Manjulali Manjari. By doing so, sending Narottam Thakur to his village, they have played a trick. And by this trick, fun, he sent Narottam Thakur to preach all over the world. If he has not done so, preaching was not so. So if he has kept him, that, oh, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and be in this heart only. No, don't go here and there. Then preachers were murdered. So the prayer trick, you can see in the life of Sri Chaitanya, in the life of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Srila Gaur Kishodas Maharaj. Gaur Kishodas Maharaj was follower of Loknath Das Goswami. Never wanted name, fame, anything. Always chanting. And in very deepest mood, used to sing with tears, O Radhe, Premayi Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Go. Where you are? Goshai ek baar dake, Radha Kunde, ek baar dake, Sham Kunde. Goshai ek baar dake, Binda bane, ek baar dake, Bhandir bane. That Goswami mane Raghunath Das Goswami. He cannot live without remembering Radhika. Always weeping, and sometimes he calls, O Radhe, where you are, where you are. Rolling down on the earth. He Radhe Brajadevi Kecha Nanda Sono Kuta Sri Govardhan Kalpa Padap Tale Kalindi Vanne Kuta Ghoshantavit Sarvatau Khedai Mahabihvalau Vande Rupa Sanatam Raghuja Gau Sri Jeeva Gopal. Sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes here Radha Kund weeping, rolling down, crying bitterly, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. If you will not have mercy upon me, I will die at once. So, Radhe, where you are? Prabhu. He used to do bhajan in this way, in solitary places, nirjan bhajan. He has also promised that I will have no initiation to anyone. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati promised that I will take initiation from him only, otherwise I will die. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was mediator. He told that, what is the duty of your duty towards these conditioned souls? He told to do mercy. So why you are not doing mercy to this boy? He is going to die. Then by certifying by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he admitted and he gave initiation. Only to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami and told him, don't go to Kali. Kali means Calcutta. Don't go. Never go. And when he was initiated and when he took sannyas or before sannyas, he went first in Calcutta. First. And began to preach from there to whole world. Whole world. Whole India, whole world. Has he not obeyed his master, holy master? Anyone cannot tell like this. If anyone telling that he is doing some offenses, not some very great. He spread his divine master glory in whole world, otherwise none will. We have not heard anything of Gaur Kishodas Prabhupada Maharaj and Krishna. You are not gathered here. Myself also. You all, lakhs and lakhs devotees. We have come only by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he received from his divine grace Srila Gaur Kishodas Prabhupada Maharaj. Swamiji, he came to Western countries and Eastern countries. But he was only the one
Ling.
Only Ling?
Ling.
The mole, Prichari Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They are all disciplic gurus, are obeying him. If there was no Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, no Gaur Kishore Das, no Bhakti Vinod Thakur, not Narottam Thakur, from where we have gathered here? So we should be very honorable to all disciple gurus. If we are telling that, oh, my Gurudev is first and he should be honored only, we will not read Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Aparup Goswami, then we are offenders and we cannot enter in Bhakti realm. So, Srila Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, those he was restricted not to go to Kali Rajya, but he went there and began to preach from there to whole world. He collected Swamiji also, or Guru Maharaj, all others from Calcutta. If he has not begun in Calcutta preaching, no one has come and taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these beautiful Siddhants. So we cannot tell that he had disobeyed his Gurudev. So we can tell that also Narottam Thakur not disobeyed his Gurudev, but he has fulfilled the manobhishta,
internal
desire of his divine grace. So you should always try to
reconcile
all these things. Sometimes pure disciples do like this, and we cannot reconcile, but we will have to reconcile. If you are not reconciling, then we'll go to hell. There are so many things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna told gopis, I at once go to home. Return to home and serve your husbands, your children's, cows, and other things. Gopis cut all the arguments of Krishna and told that we are not offender, but you are offender. We think that you are our guru because you are giving so much good teachings to us, to serve husbands, to serve children, to all. So you are guru. So guru must be respected and be archered and worshipped first, and then to anyone. If you are not taking our
worship,
then you are guilty. We are not guilty. And thus they cut all the arguments of Krishna, and Krishna was bound to take their
service.
After some time, Krishna met with gopis. Gopis told that, why you told to go from Vrindavan and you told us that you go to serve her, your husband? He told, I have never told like so. I have never told. I told that the nights are
not dark.
But you thought that they are dark. In Sanskrit shloka, there are two kinds of meanings here.
Double meaning.
So anyone be confused if he is not with Vaishnava, reading all these Shastra with Vaishnava. So we should know all these things, otherwise we may be hampered. So Srila Narottam Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they have never disobeyed, but they have obeyed more and more.
Srila Lokanath Goswami, dan bukan pula Srila Narottam Das Thakur tidak melaksanakan perintah guru beliau, tidak pula Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati mengabaikan perintah dari Srila Gaura Kusara Das Babaji Maharaj, tetapi beliau mengerti intisari ya mano abhistan ataupun perasaan yang paling dalam yang ada di dalam hati para guru beliau, dan beliau dengan cara demikian tampaknya kelihatannya seperti melanggar perintah gurunya, tapi sebenarnya beliau mengajarkan memenuhi perintah gurunya dengan lebih baik lagi. Jadi inilah yang perlu diperhatikan. Ya. Kalau kita berpikir bahwa kalau kita hanya memuji halnya, ya, pada lila Sri Krishna di Vrindavan, Sri Krishna menyuruh para gopi untuk pulang ke rumah dan lain.
In this connection, I want to tell you that sometimes Swamiji has written in his books one thing, and another time he has written something opposite to that. In so many times he has written like this, but this would be reconciled. Like him, he has told that Jiva has come from Golok Vrindavan, and sometimes he has told that any Jiva cannot fall from Golok Vrindavan. It will never be like so. Here we are seeing that there are some controversy in there. What should we follow? Don't try to follow him by your own intelligence. Don't. You should go on reading the books. What he has made conclusion, and that conclusions should be according to Jiva Goswami, Roop Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada. If any opinion from this of two, any of two, is resembling to Jiva Goswami, Roop Goswami, Mahaprabhu, up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada, then you should, in conclusion, that it was the will of Swamiji this. That you will be
misled.
Derail. And you will be offender. Offenses will come. How we can reconcile? He has told that Jeev has fallen from Golok. He has bhul gaya.
Forgotten.
But he has told for beginners, and it is right to tell that. For beginners, they cannot take in their mind all these things, higher things. So at that time, it is useless to tell them so much big siddhants. Like boy is weeping, any boy is weeping, and we are telling, oh, see, moon is here on the tree. Moon is not on the tree, but no philosophy here. Don't give any philosophy to this
boy.
Little boy. He will not understand. Oh, here on the branches of tree. This is correct. But when we are getting knowledge so highest, then we will tell that no. Chandra is not, moon is not on this. So when we will be qualified, we will know all these things. Then we will read Jiva Goswami, Srila Roop Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and see that, oh, Swamiji has told all these things in his books, everything is. It was for general person in beginning, but his own conclusion is this. Those who have gone to Golok Vrindavan and they are testing, they have been liberated from this world, or there are some kaya view of manifestation of Radhika and Baldev Prabhu, Nitya Siddha, or kaya view of Srimati Radhika or Baldev Prabhu, and testing there is no Mahamaya there, Malli Jog Maya is there, Purnima is there. No bad thing will come in his heart. Always testing, testing. So how he can fall? Swamiji has told it very clearly, so many times not, I may show it. And all others have told. So don't be in confusion. And you should not make any confusion. So, he has told that you should not read any other book which I have written. Only that. Why he has told? Because first be qualified in these things. And then you can go to original books, Bhaktiri Swami Sindhu, Ujjwalin. Otherwise you will lose everything. So we'll have to reconcile all these things. If anyone, like Gaur Govinda Maharaj, was telling sometimes Raganuga Bhajan, he was qualified to tell, but I think that the persons were not qualified, they could not understand his theory, that he was even more nearer to Swamiji, all teachings. They never, they were always thinking of primary teachings and lessons only.
Beginning.
They could not have thought all these things. So he has told all things and he has reconciled all in his books. But we'll have to read from any Mahabhagavat. Jaha Bhagavat padho, Bhagavat erasthani. Then we will know all these things. So there is nothing in the books of Swamiji, control directory. But it is for so many grades of devotees. In Bhagavad it has told, it has been told. World is false, it has been told somewhere. What is world and that is false? This world is not false. But that world we are making, that he is my father, mother, wife and all this, this is world. This is not world. So we are creating this world by, oh, he is my mother, she is my mother, she is my wife. This is illusory and this is false. Sun, moon, pastimes of Ram, Krishna are not false. So we'll have to reconcile all these things. But we can reconcile if you are associating with higher classes of Vaishnava. Otherwise you cannot.
So berhubungan dengan hal ini, saya ingin menyampaikan sesuatu dari para acarya yang terdahulu itu. Dengan cara demikian, penyembah akan mendapatkan manfaat dari segala apa yang beliau tulis dan apa yang telah beliau berikan, dan juga akan mengembangkan kesadaran sampai pada tingkat kesadaran yang paling tinggi dengan cara selalu bergaul dengan para penyembah yang lebih tinggi dan para penyembah yang maju dan sebagainya.
You should sing a kirtan, maha mantra. Yes. Any mrtang vala dhanga. Oh. Because doctors have warned me not to speak more than 40 minutes. I wanted to speak so much more. One shloka. Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanayastadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachutupasana Bajubadhuvarge Najakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Daruna. You know this shloka? I wanted to explain from beginning of the Krishna pastimes, so sweet by this. So, I will tell you, explain you tomorrow. But I request all the devotees to be assembled in the morning class also. And someone like Urukon Prabhu, Govinda Bhakta Prabhu, himself, Hey Prabhu, Naveen Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Sometimes they will give classes, and sometimes Shyamran, and sometimes I will be also coming and hearing all these sweet classes. So you should.
Thank you.
Srila Pujapad, Gaur Govind Maharaj was to write any book on this special topic, whether Jeev has fallen or not. Has he written any book or any essay or anything?
Small book.
You have that book? Not here?
Compilation of quotes. It's a compilation of quotes from Swamiji's books.
Yes.
You already wanted to compile quotes.
Not written, but compiled quotation.
Yes.
Swamiji books.
Yes. That what was the his
conclusion?
He has written?
Yes.
Any essay or any book, in a type of a book?
Small book.
If you have, you can show me.
Same conclusion like you.
Huh?
Same conclusion like you.
Oh, very good. I'm happy to know. Otherwise they will tell that, oh, he is telling against. After this, you can do arti. And you can take.
You have to come. I cannot go, move.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.